girl was being punished by eating alone in the corner of the dining room. Have you ever done this to your kids? Family paid no attention to her until she prayed loudly, "I thank you, Lord, for preparing a table before me in the presence of my enemies."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
How are you doing with your money? Are you wise with it? Would you like to find out? You have come to the right place. We here at Laugh Again Laboratories have concocted a quiz to measure your financial savvy, love of money, and whether or not it will ruin you one day. Select the answer that most accurately reflects your opinion, keeping in mind that your scores could be tabulated and sent to your 10th grade economics teacher. Question 1. I am carrying a $5,000 balance on my credit card. I plan to A. pay the minimum requirement on my Visa with my MasterCard. B. put $100 a month on my balance so that the debt will be paid in March of 2845 by my great descendant Biff. C. set my wallet on fire, my pants if necessary. Or D. I'm not imbalanced enough to carry a balance. I pay it off each month. Second, the quote that most accurately reflects my view of money is this. A. Actor Errol Flynn, my problem lies in trying to reconcile my net income with my gross habits. B. America's first billionaire, J.D. Rockefeller, how much money is enough? Just a little bit more. Or C. I have enough money to last me the rest of my life unless I buy something. Jackie Mason said that. And Colonel Sanders said D. There's no reason to be the richest man in the cemetery. You can't do any business from there. Number 3. Which best describes the way you make purchases? A. I only overspend on days that begin with T, like today and tomorrow. B. I'm happiest when spending. C. Painfully, begrudgingly. Or D. I buy what I need and can afford. Number 4. When I think about my finances, I A. only worry when it's dark and also during the day. B. give thanks that there's always someone willing to lend me more. C. go and count it. Or D. give thanks that God hasn't failed me yet. Number 5. When I receive my paycheck, I A. head straight to the bank via the bar. B. know that if I just work harder, I'll make more next month. C. think save. D. celebrate that I owe no one anything, that I'm rich enough to give some money away. Number 6. When planning our annual vacation, we A. like to go where we can overspend. B. vacation? We haven't had one since we drove the Ford Falcon to Montana. C. stay only with relatives and arrive only at mealtime. Or D. budget and have a blast. Question number 7. You've just received a $100,000 inheritance. You A. blow it? B. quit your job and watch poker on TV? C. bury it behind the woodshed? Or D. spend some, save some, share some? Well, it is time to tally up. If you knew that the D's were the correct answer but found yourself wanting to try some of the others, congratulations, you passed with flying colors. If you circled more than 2 A's, give yourself an F. If you found yourself gravitating toward the B responses, please order my book, Who Put My Life on Fast Forward. If the C answers appealed to you, you are a cheapskate like me. I have sometimes been guilty of holding on to cash with a vice grip. I need to open my fingers. 2 Corinthians 9:7 tells us that God loves a cheerful giver. If you're a big spender, cut up your credit cards and use cash. Or at least accept God's advice in Hebrews 13:5. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. And if you'd like to double your money, lean close. Here's the key. Are you ready? Write it down. The best way to double your money is to fold it over and stuff it back in your pocket. Now, I must be off. I have $3 in my pocket, and it's time to buy my wife a birthday present.
This month, a generous group of ministry friends have put together a match pledge of $25,000 to the Ministry of Laugh Again. So whatever your gift this month, it will be matched dollar for dollar up to $25,000. To donate today, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.